I went to California and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Sorry, Mama, please don't look at me.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a ground stop at Chicago's O'Hare Airport because of snow and ice. There are more than 1,000 flights canceled as there are severe weather alerts in all 50 states. For many areas, the concern is extreme cold. That includes Kansas. Trisha Begley's ready.
We are making sure our heat's working, and we're making sure that we have lots of extra blankets.
And the weather having a major impact on the last days of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has canceled all three events that were scheduled for today. The FAA is increasing its oversight of Boeing and is going to audit the production of its products after last week's incident when a door plug blew off a 737 MAX 9. Houthis in Yemen say at least five people were killed, six were hurt in the overnight strikes led by the U.S. on Iranian-backed militias that followed months of attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. This is ABC News. Following the death of a 66-year-old man in a California avalanche, there's been another fatal avalanche, this one in Idaho.
The Shoshone County Sheriff's Office used GPS tracking and text messages to find the men trapped in the backcountry near the Idaho-Montana border. Before the avalanche, a weather station showed 25 inches of new snow in the past 5 days on top of a 10-inch base from earlier in the winter. Two of the men were rescued, one with a broken arm. They told first responders their friend had died in the avalanche, but conditions kept search and rescue crews from recovering the body last night. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Later today, a CDC update on respiratory illnesses around the country. Most states reporting high or very high levels of the flu, COVID, and RSV. Flu hospitalizations are up 35%, COVID admissions rising for 8 weeks, but health officials say the levels are much lower than they were at this time last year, while RSV cases rise in many parts of the country, but drop in others. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Sarah Huggard Photography is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor. Sarah loves creating amazing images for seniors, sports, family, and more. Contact Sarah at SarahHuggardPhotography.com.
Progressive asked, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting socked again with several inches of heavy snow today, tonight, and tomorrow. The National Weather Service predicts 6 to 12 inches. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heaviest of the snow is still tracking the same direction as the last one, headed in towards Richland Center, Madison, Beaver Dam, the Dells, even possibly up into the Fox Valley as well.
Brittany says the snow will be drier than Tuesday's and wind gusts could exceed 50 miles an hour. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is declining to reconsider its ruling ordering new legislative maps. Republicans asked the court to put the ruling on hold, saying they need more time. Consultants will issue their own report by February 1st. Maps for this year's elections need to be established by March 15th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers get ready for the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's wild card game, but defensive back Jaire Alexander not out there. He's injured again, this time his ankle. Matt LaFleur says it happened Wednesday.
We had mostly a jog through and unfortunately stepped on somebody's foot and rolled his ankle. So I know he's doing everything he can to be available, and I'd say it's day-to-day.
Baseball. The Brewers signing several players before the arbitration deadline. Corbin Burns, Devin Williams, Willy Adames, and others, all the one-year deals to stay with the team. NBA, weird game last night. The Bucks and the Celtics, the two top teams in the conference. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead on the way to a 135-102 win. The Celtics benching all of their starters in the second half, including Drew Holiday.
I think it just wasn't the lack of us not playing hard. I think just based off the way the game went, sometimes coaches make decisions like that.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu. Look ahead to Monday. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. If you could, Monday they'll be serving up lemon peppered cod along with baked potato, sour cream, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. Price County Senior Dining. Give them a call with any questions or to make your order at 715-339-2158.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays, and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
What's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. today and continues until noon tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 25 today under overcast skies with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Overcast skies. High of 3 above Sunday with a slight chance for snow. 2 below overcast Monday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 13.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hotshot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Recently, the Outdoor News staff shared its top 10 list of our favorite hunting and fishing films. Yesterday, I shared the first five, and I'll show the other five when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. Let's round out the top 10 of Outdoor News staffers' favorite hunting and fishing films. Everyone has seen this film from 1975, probably multiple times, but Jaws still works because we know almost all the characters. How Robert Shaw didn't at least get an Academy Award nomination for his incredible role as Quint, the crusty old fisherman, we will never know. Speaking of crabby old people, no top 10 list that includes fishing movies could go without Grumpy Old Men. There were two of those movies where the odd couple went fishing, and we enjoyed watching them chase Catfish Hunter. Another fly fishing film, Mending the Line, appeared in 2022, and it's a film about a Marine wounded in Afghanistan who returns home but struggles with the trauma of war. The cast includes the always brilliant Brian Cox and Wes Studi. Finally, we've got The Revenant, the 2015 film that won Leonardo DiCaprio an Oscar, and The Eagle Huntress, a documentary about a 13-year-old girl in Mongolia who learns to hunt through falconry. So there you go, 10 great hunting and fishing films to watch this winter. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Q Country.
Kick the dust up.
Come on.
and kick the dust up.
Looking like you do. at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Think that much about life, you just live it like kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in, so you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me, she broke my heart, now all that's left to me.
Shiny side of rusty, and on the pillar side of
in Wallen. That's called Mama's House in 98Q Country. We're going to talk all things Packers with our guy, our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He'll be in Dallas for the game Sunday. And he's hanging out in Green Bay right now, and we'll talk with him coming up at 9. And then we'll chat some local music. Shane Kronberger has some big news about where you can access and support local musicians like him. Very exciting. So we'll get Shane in here. Also, I believe Matt Griso and Cody Kronberger are going to stop on by. The Entourage, they'll be in about 9:15, and we'll chat with them about the local music scene. Packer predictions, you got till 5 o'clock today to tell us who's going to win the Packer-Cowboy game Sunday. If you're closer than anybody else, you're going to win almost $100 in gift certificates. Cabela's, a $50 gift card. You can do that online if you want. Village Pit Stop, $20, and the Northwood Supper Club, $25. So that's almost $100, and it's free. Just call us here, and Brianna will take your prediction. 715-762-3221. Email is pretty simple, too. WCQM@civicmedia.us. Just tell us the score and who's going to win, and you can be our big winner.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's a ground stop at Chicago's O'Hare Airport because of snow and ice. There are more than 1,000 flights canceled as there are severe weather alerts in all 50 states. For many areas, the concern is extreme cold. That includes Kansas. Trisha Begley's ready.
We are making sure our heat's working, and we're making sure that we have lots of extra blankets.
And the weather having a major impact on the last days of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has canceled all three events that were scheduled for today. The FAA is increasing its oversight of Boeing and is going to audit the production of its products after last week's incident when a door plug blew off a 737 MAX 9. Houthis in Yemen say at least 5 people were killed, 6 were hurt in the overnight strikes led by the U.S. on Iranian-backed militias that followed months of attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another snowstorm is hitting Wisconsin with worsening conditions throughout the afternoon and nighttime. Snowfall will be heavy at times and winds could gust over 50 miles an hour, leading to blizzard conditions. The Wisconsin legislature could work a lot differently after this year's elections with new redrawn districts. Whichever party wins the majority, Democrats say the new landscape bodes well for popular ideas.
I would point to Medicaid expansion, gun safety legislation, legalizing recreational marijuana that have overwhelming public support and really are receiving no attention in the state legislature because of the gerrymandered maps.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Friday, January 12th at 5:30 here on 98.3. It's Phillips hosting Prentice for girls basketball. Then at 7 p.m., also right here on 98.3, it's Phillips hosting Prentice for boys basketball. Again, that is Friday, 5:30 for girls and 7 for boys here on 98Q Country, 98QCountry.com, or the Civic Media mobile app.
To Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the first round of the playoffs. Oddsmakers have the Cowboys as 7.5-point favorites. Green Bay could be without their two most experienced receivers. Romeo Doubs would not comment on the chest injury that sent him to the hospital after the Bears game. Christian Watson, not sure yet about his hamstring.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to be able to go on Sunday.
Men's college basketball, Marquette guard Sean Jones suffering a torn ACL in the team's loss at home to Butler. Jones out for the rest of the season. NBA, after losing 4 of their last 5, the Bucks beat the Celtics 135-102. Adrian Griffin on how to deal with a slump.
You can't panic. You can't make excuses. You can't blame. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. We did that, and we went to the drawing board, and we say, okay, here are some areas we need to get better. This team has great character, great spirit, great leadership.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This just in, Panasia Oino Market in the Southside Shopping Center of Park Falls, Wisconsin is extending their holiday free gift card deal. Spend $50 or more today through January 15th and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Panacea is ringing in the new year with new items and new deals everywhere, from fresh fruits to lunch and meats, fish snacks, and more. Starting 2024 with a culinary adventure, with most items added on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6, and welcoming EB and Food Share customers.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by AC Carpet Plus in Fifield, your area's tried, trusted, and true floor store, where you'll find a floor for any lifestyle.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention. If you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-214-3995 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-214-3995. That's 800-214-3995. Again, 800-214-3995.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I can just feel the anticipation of a major snowfall. Can't you feel it, Austin?
I more feel anxiety because it's going to bury all of us, and my truck cannot be in the garage.
Well, 5 to 9 inches, and the blowing and drifting of the snow will leave some areas bare and others buried.
Yeah, well, as a bonus, at least I don't have to be back to work until Wednesday. All except right. I do have games, so yeah, that's a problem.
You got games tonight. You got to come in Sunday morning.
I got to come in tomorrow, I think, because hockey, right?
You got hockey tomorrow. Yeah, so.
Oh, boy. I'm glad I have a snow broom.
Yeah. Keith Anderson, country artist, is 56 on our birthday list today. Rob Zombie from the White Zombies, 58 today. Olivia Martinez, the actor. Olivier Martinez, the actor from SWAT, is 58 today. Jeff Bezos. He doesn't need a birthday present, does he? I wonder if he'll send himself something on Amazon. I wonder if he tests that once in a while just to see if it still is working good.
So what did Jeff Bezos get for his birthday? Well, Nigeria. That man's got enough money to do that.
Very thoughtful of you, Jeff. So the Amazon founder also owns the Washington Post. And he surpassed Bill Gates as the world's richest person. Comes with a lot of pressure, I guess. I don't know.
That would not really be that fun to be the world's richest.
I just don't know if I'd want it. Yeah. No. Everybody's like, oh, it sounds good. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you think of what comes with it. You got everybody asking you for things. You have people treating you differently because of it. You have the eyes of everybody on you.
There's a pressure that goes with it. That's very true.
I want enough to live comfortably, but I don't want to like have insane amounts of money.
Jeff Bezos is 60 today. Christiane Amanpour, the intrepid international television news reporter. I don't know what makes you intrepid, but apparently he is intrepid. Christiane Amanpour is 66 today. Howard Stern, broadcasting legend. For reasons that I wouldn't want to have on my resume, but whatever. Howard Stern is 70 today. He says and does what he wants.
I've heard a lot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I joined up with radio, you better believe my grandma's been mentioning that guy.
Yeah, he's had an interesting path.
He's certainly somebody.
If you label your career, the success of your career, by how much money you've made and how many people are listening, he is very successful.
Yeah.
How he got to that point...
Yeah, it's a matter of debate.
Yeah. He is funny when he just is just
unfiltered.
A normal person and just leaves all the garbage. He actually is very funny. Ricky Van Shelton, country artist, is 72 today. Rush Limbaugh, another broadcasting legend, of course. He was a Republican talk show host, of Republican leaning, Republican falling talk show host. He was very good, even if you didn't like Rush Limbaugh. You've heard of Rush Limbaugh, right?
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. He was on this station where I was on our AM station for many years through an old ownership. Even if you don't like Rush Limbaugh, he was very talented. And some of the stuff that he did and some of the bits that he did, very talented. He died back in 2021. Kirstie Alley, the actress, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and she was on Cheers, too, and many others. She passed back in 2022, born on this day in 51.
It's always fun hearing about the little debates everybody has about the Star Treks. Just debating about, like, the movies or the series.
Yeah.
And just watching the community fight itself over which is better.
I just love the Wookiees. Wookiees are awesome. Wookiees and Chewbacca. That's all I need.
That's...
And a little R2-D2. R2-D2 is a little robot, right? A little guy?
I can feel the wrath of 1,000 nerds descending upon us because you made that comparison.
Between what? Between who?
Star Trek and Star Wars.
Star Trek and Star... Oh, did I say Star... Oh, Kirstie Alley was in Star Trek. Okay, I thought she was... Oh, whatever. So, yes, I know the difference. But for some reason, I thought I saw Star Wars. So
I mean, I kind of get it. It's easy to make the mistake.
Oh, I'm an old school Star Trek guy. I like the old William Shatner and all that corny. Oh, that's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. And the one Star Trek where Spock died and then they shot his coffin onto a planet or something like that. That was a pretty good movie, too. I don't know which one that was. But that was pretty cool.
I have to go through Star Trek again.
I'm lost in Star Trek. Did I just put R2-D2 in Star Trek? Is that what I did?
You put C-3PO and the Wookiees into Star Trek.
I think we should combine them. Why not?
I wonder how that crossover would be. Take, like, the original Star Wars and combine them with the original Star Trek.
With the ability to integrate with computers and stuff, that'd be very easy to do.
That'd be fun to see.
That would be fun to see. See? I'm groundbreaking. Stop yelling at me, Star Trek nerds.
That might be the only thing the two fandoms can unite about over is let's not do that. I want to see it, though.
Joe Frazier, the heavyweight, won the U.S.'s only Olympic boxing gold medal in the 1964 games. Boxing legend Joe Frazier, Smokin' Joe, the Thrilla in Manila. Born on this day, 1944, he passed in 2011. William Lee Golden, Mr. Papa Mau Mau, the Oak Ridge Boys, and one of us. He was on the morning show many years ago, I believe. 85 today for Mr. Baritone William Lee Golden. Still going. Ray Price, country music legend. DJ Rick, old announcer here, his buddy. No, wait a minute. That was Charlie Fry. Scratch that. So I'm sure he knows him. Ray Price, not anymore, though, because he's dead. He passed back in 2013.
Well, that was unexpectedly morbid.
My deepest apologies to anyone listening who may be related to Ray Price, who's ever listened to Ray Price, or even has...
And I hope everyone enjoyed Joel's very last birthday announcement.
And he even has any emotion toward what I just said. Ray Price, born on this day in 1926... He passed in 2013. Way to keep up on the times, Joel. And Tex Ritter, the singing cowboy, the actor, the father of the late actor John Ritter, born on this day, 1905. Tex Ritter passed in 1974. All right. And now Austin will translate. It's all of Brianna's handwriting, isn't it?
I know. I can actually read it. It's shocking.
All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday to Bill... I'm going to assume this is pronounced Gudem or Gudim?
Guden, I believe.
Gudem. Okay, yeah. You got to get more of that German sounding. Gudem.
Sure, yeah.
From Roger and Barbara.
All right, Bill. Happy birthday.
Then a happy birthday to Bonnie Salm from, again, Roger and Barbara.
All right. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to the sisters, Carrie and Kathy.
They celebrated yesterday. I think we missed them, but yeah.
111.
All right, everybody into the box. The accounting firm of Austin, Big G and Gray minus... Big G and Gray are overseeing this.
Well, Gray's here today.
All right. He's watching from afar to make sure there's no tomfoolery. Make sure I don't make somebody
as
alive
he just
dead.
Appeared in the window behind.
Right. He is. Arms folded.
That man is serious about his job.
Like a security guard at a WWE wrestling match.
I would love to see Gray try to be a security guard.
He stands there just waiting for someone to disrupt the weekly birthday cake drawing. And the winner is
Bill Goodham.
Bill Goodham. All right, Bill, you got yourself a birthday cake. Oh, he backs away very slowly with the okay sign. All went smoothly. Bill, congratulations. We give away that Super One Bakery cake every Friday.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are keeping an eye on a winter storm system that's going to bring snow and strong wind and blowing snow here today, tonight, and well into Saturday. Snowfall amounts could be pushing the 4 to 8 inch range with 35-plus mile-per-hour wind gusts, creating blowing snow through much of Saturday. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay.
Let your hair down. Get you some of this later.
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind.
QCountry.com.
new artist Chase Matthew. It's called Love You Again at 98Q. Get those Packer predictions to us. You got till 5 today. Someone, one person's going to win nearly $100 in gift certificates. Cabela's, Village Pit Stop, Northwood Supper Club, $95 a total. We'll call that close to 100. So just call us with your prediction. Packers Cowboys Sunday, 715-762-3221. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. It's free. It's free. Just having a little fun with it. We'll announce the winner coming up on Monday morning.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Embrace the winter wonder at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now at our new location in the Professional Building on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Grab our exclusive winter coupon books packed with savings for just $20. Showcase your business in the 2024 Price County Guide. 25,000 copies distributed to our resorts, motels, restaurants, and Wisconsin area sports shows. New to the area? Call 715-762-2703 and let the Chamber welcome and guide you. Tune in to 98Q Country for a chance to win Chamber Bucks during the Snowball Showdown. Join us and thrive this winter.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. today and continues until noon tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 25 today under overcast skies with snow likely. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Overcast skies. High of 3 above, Sunday, with a slight chance for snow. 2 below, overcast, Monday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 13.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Hey, you know, saving money like never before. Just spit it all.
Q Country.
Sang a little pretty thing.
rocking them hoes.